day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'll be right back with all your market details right after this.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, trade volume remained light today as early support in hog futures began to erode and the lack of additional market direction and bearish influence from outside markets such as cattle and corn prices. Triple-digit losses were holding out in live and feeder cattle futures, limiting the ability to bring buyers back to the table. Corn prices are lower in light trade today with September corn futures about 6 cents lower. Stock markets are lower in light trade as well with the Dow Jones 53 points lower, while NASDAQ is down 11 points. And even though prices started out mixed in a narrow range through the first half of the day, there was little to no long-term support that developed in the market. This quickly eroded any support that may have been hanging around the live cattle market, which pushed prices to triple-digit losses by midday in most contracts. Weakness, though, continued to develop through the feeder cattle trade, with front-month September futures falling to $2 per hundredweight lower for the day. The lack of underlying support in both live cattle futures as well as softness in beef market fundamentals were unable to draw any significant interest back into the market. Typically, a strong move lower in corn markets, such as seen today, would spark additional feeder cattle support, but even lower feed prices are no help to the cattle complex today. And grain futures were mixed today as a choppy overnight session began to wind down, which showed at least some ability to hold after Monday's downturn. The dollar was again in focus as it firmed once more, while investors cheered ideas that the economy is healthy enough to withstand higher interest rates expected from the Federal Reserve. Corn prices tried to turn back higher after slow but steady selling derailed an early rebound attempt overnight. December futures edged to new contract lows yesterday, which took the nearby to its lowest level since 2009. Soybeans were narrowly mixed, and it kept near futures in a battle to hold support at its August channel after Monday's inside day. And wheat prices tried to edge higher after winter wheat contracts plunged to fresh 10-year lows on Monday. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.